Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, there's a lot of talk about abundance mentality these days, and it's differentiated from those who have a scarcity mentality. They don't think there's enough of anything, and certainly they don't walk in abundance. So just after this word for a sponsor, I'd like to consider a healthy view of scarcity so that we can stimulate abundance.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters, and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer, or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
Well, when we start to talk about provision and abundance and scarcity, we first got to start with the thought that my God shall supply all my needs. I have no doubt about that. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So I know that the Lord is my abundance, not stuff, not how much I can get into my U-Haul, my garage, or my bedroom. These toys and these things and these collections are not what abundance is about. It's how I view life and the active movement of the Holy Spirit in my life. I want to know that the Holy Spirit is with me and leading me, and that gives me the abundance I'm looking for. But as I approach this topic, I can't help but address leaders as it relates to scarcity, that the best leaders move their organization through scarcity. We all have scarcity, and I've got to identify it. As a leader, my job is to see where we're scarce and then do something about it to create abundance. So here's just a few areas to consider as it relates to scarcity. First of all, there's certainly a scarcity of skills in your company. What are we missing? Do you hire for that scarcity, or do you train people up into it? It really depends on your strength, but if you can train it, it's probably better. Make sure you know what skills are going to be needed on the horizon. What's coming at you? What are you going to need to train people up for before you launch projects? There's a scarcity of attitudes. I seem to see those really quick. I can walk down a hall and see a scarcity of attitudes. Sometimes it's just so aggravating to know that people don't want to be in the building. They don't want to be at work. That's what I pray for every day. Lord, send me people who want to work here. You know, I want to work with people who like what they do. They wake up, they got a little zip in their hip. We don't like every day, and we don't wake up every morning with goody-goody. But it's like I tell my wife, I get to go to work. I don't have to go to work. I get to go work with people who are like-minded, who are led by the Holy Spirit, and that's good. So I believe the best change for attitude deficits is training. That if you're surrounded by people with bad attitudes, put in a training program, train more, train ideas, and give energy, and I think you'll see your attitudes improve. There's scarcity of thinking. You know that. There's a real shortage, a supply shortage on thinking. People are not encouraged to think. Schools teach our kids how to rote, to do what they're told to do, to color inside the lines. Don't think, do. Well, that's not how I train as a leader. I do everything I can to encourage people to think more, to think out of the box, to do what they can do, to do something new, find a new way. Think tanks used to be a thing of the 60s, 70s. I remember a lot of talk about them, but nobody really talks about them anymore. We should have a think tank in every department. Wherever there's thinking going on, we need a tank so that we can welcome it, fortify it, encourage it, train it, challenge it. Do whatever we can do to get people to think more and to bring us new ideas and new challenges in their thinking. I think there's a scarcity of generosity. You want to improve attitudes, train generosity. It seems that people change as soon as they become more generous. When I know that people are giving a lot, they're finding ways of being generous, and it doesn't mean they're writing checks. but generous is with time. Maybe they're baking cookies. Maybe they make you some sausage balls. Whatever your thing is, there could be this scarcity of it in where you are. But when you teach people generosity, you're going to find that their hearts change, their lives change. They become happier. You know, Scrooge accumulated a lot of assets, but he didn't ever seem like he was happy. And I think that's what the writer was conveying to us, that collecting and holding on to stuff with tight fist doesn't make you happy. Make more cheese balls. This is what I believe. I also believe that generosity is a learned trait. I think you got to teach people to be generous. Great leaders are great models of generosity. And then lastly, I think there's a scarcity of patience. You know, this technology world has made us impatient. I can text it now. I've gotten aware. I think people expect me to answer their text within 30, 45 seconds because my phone's going to ring afterwards if I don't answer it. I probably created that monster. But I really believe that patience is another one of those things that we have to teach. All I see lately is a display of little patience. When I want to teach folks to have great patience, I believe the Bible teaches that. Teaching patience is a process. It's not an event. I can't have one seminar and teach people to be patient. One sermon doesn't do it. It's a repeated event. It's a process to become patient. Faster isn't always better. Patient is sometimes, and I think most of the time, better to develop strength in the company. Leaders must move quickly, but not fast. You know, I love leaders who can get it done, but they don't move fast. They're just quick, and there's a big difference. Deadlines must never be suggestions. You know, a deadline's a deadline, but at the same time, I've got to allow a deadline that's appropriate for quality control. I should not expect both a real tight deadline and real high quality. They're mutually exclusive. Give a little time. Be patient if you're managing quality output. So I think scarcity can become routine. It is what it is. You know, that's just the way it is around here. I've heard it my whole life. It's not a particular building where I've heard it. It's just a life thing that I hear often. But we should be asking not what it could be, but what it would be with an abundance of thinking. If we had abundant thinkers, what could it be then? Valuable outputs are never going to be routine. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all, and thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Green again, and I'd like to ask you to come over to our Charisma Podcast Network Facebook page and like it. That's not asking too much. Will you just kind of come over and push one of those thumbs up buttons and like our Facebook page? I don't know what it does for us, except it allows us to reach you easier. We can promote our stuff. We can let you know when we've got a new podcast. And by the way, we've got 5 new podcasts coming, 5 brand new podcasts. You don't want to miss out on that information. So come over to the CPN Facebook page and like us. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast, and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.